talk big and small talk. You're listening to The Rick Howe Show on News 95.7. Now here's Rick.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for.
6:51 is our time. The lineup for Atlantic Canada's largest science fiction and fantasy festival was unveiled today. It's called HowlCon. It's scheduled to run November 12th and 13th at the World Trade and Convention Center in Halifax. Jennifer Lamb is the festival's co-chair, and she has a bit of a preview for us here tonight. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Good. Tell me about HowlCon. How long has it been going on? It's been going on quite a while, hasn't it?
Well, we've been ramping up for HowlCon for years and years, but it did actually exist in a previous life. Toward the late 80s and early 90s, there was another group of organizers that had made HowlCon. But I think there was a really bad winter, and a lot of their guests couldn't make it, so the group fizzled out. But we've revived the spirit, and there's still a lot of love for sci-fi in Halifax, so we're bringing it back.
Yeah, that was my next question. Science fiction, very popular still these days.
Very much so. There seems to be a new twist on things every couple of years when you see the different shows coming out. So,
yeah. Now, you call it a sci-fi and fantasy festival. Explain what you mean by fantasy.
Well, fantasy, it's a little bit of imagination involved. I mean, there's definitely sci-fi, which is the technology, the different species and the different races and everything. But fantasy seems to evolve into combining all of these things into something that just seems much more unlikely than something that could be possible in 100 years from our time.
Hmm. And I love shows like Star Trek and the old Battlestar Galactica. But what's science fiction like these days? I mean, I'm an old timer here, and I remember the days of William Shatner, Captain Kirk, and Spock, and Chekhov, and these guys. But what do sci-fi fans, in 2011? What's the big thing in sci-fi?
Well, it's hard to say. There's always going to be a great amount of love for the classics like Star Wars and Star Trek and the different variations on Battlestar Galactica, and Stargate is still incredibly popular. Battlestar wrapped up a few years ago. Mm. Stargate Universe is wrapping up its I believe second season this year. There's new shows like Fringe, which get into really alternative science and metaphysics and things.
And that's kind of like X-Files, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah, but with better graphics.
But the characters, I don't know. I really haven't got into that. I used to love X-Files, too, but and I love Mulder and Scully.
Scully, yeah.
But give us an idea of who you've got lined up for this thing in November.
Well, we've got a bit of a variety of guests. We've got Nicholas Brendon, who most people will remember from being Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Aaron Gray, who some of the 40-plus crowd might remember from Silver Spoons and Buck Rogers. J.G. Hertzler, he played General Martok on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. He was a really rough and tough Klingon. He was a lot of fun. And we've got a local guest from New Brunswick, Robert Maillet. Now, he started out his career in the WWE, but eventually made the transition into being an actor. And he appeared in 300 and Sherlock Holmes.
I was just watching Sherlock Holmes on the movie channel the other night.
Well, he's hard to miss. He's a 7-foot tall gentleman.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Really, really nice guy. He actually came to HowlCon, 2010. He just wanted to drop in and see what all the fuss was about. Turned out he's a fantastic guy and really interesting to talk to. So we're actually bringing him on this year as part of our official guest roster.
Oh, really interesting. I look here and you've got a couple of the co-creators of the international hit comic book series Kill Shakespeare. And I must admit, I've not heard of this.
Kill Shakespeare is actually super interesting. What they've done is they've taken all the really popular good guys and all the really popular bad guys and the bards, and they've basically mashed them into one universe, and they're playing off against each other, and it's sort of, they're all looking for a mystical wizard named Bill Shakespeare, so it's really interesting to see their variation on it. So.
Oh, really? Now, how many people do you get turning up to these things generally?
Well, last year we had anticipated around 800, and we had almost 1,400 walk through the door.
You got to like that.
Yeah, it was fabulous. We were absolutely overwhelmed. It was really exciting to see that that there were that many fans in the region.
Yeah, but, did that surprise you, or you know, you kind of knew you know how many fans we had around here. You know that sci-fi is popular, but did that number surprise you?
It did a little, only because it was our first year. We didn't know how well our marketing had gone since we're all amateurs at this, but we ended up being incredibly successful. We developed a partnership with Space Channel and the Teddy and AJ that are on Innerspace, and that was probably the best move we ever made. They were able to get us some really great insider info and some national exposure, which helped give us some awareness.
Sure, and people come dressed up in costume too, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. There were more people in costume than there were without. I felt quite underdressed in just my T-shirt.
So this is planned for November 12th and 13th at the World Trade and Convention Center in Halifax. Early bird tickets, I read, are now available at a website you have set up?
Yep, it's halcon.com with a dash in the middle.
That's H-A-L-con, C-O-N.com, C-O-M.
Exactly.
Excellent. And what's the cost?
We've got our weekend passes set at $40 and day passes at $25. We do also have what we call our Warp Speed Package, which is our it's sort of our ultimate fan package. It gets you front-of-the-line perks, a weekend pass, a special ticket to what we call our Stargazer Soiree. It's a stand-up reception with all of the official guests, so the actors and the authors and everyone right. else that's attending.
Sounds
you
like...
Have to get a souvenirs.
Sounds like fun, Jennifer. We'll keep in touch and perhaps get you on just before the convention.
Sounds fabulous, Rick. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Jennifer Lamb, the co-chair of the HalCon Festival. On that note, thank you all for tuning us in tonight. For Doug Cogswell filling in for Jennifer Casey tonight, I'm Rick Howe. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, for more of The Rick Howe Show.